Welcome to We Are The Watchers.
This is episode 420, top of the day to you. Oh, I'm here by myself. So this week was supposed to be a kids watching suggestion for the school holidays, for the summer holidays, because it's still summer holidays here in Australia. And we were going to get Chloe and Henry, 4 years and 6 years old, and get them on the microphone and ask them for some suggestions for other kids, you know, things to watch, things to play, not just video games, but also board games and stuff like that. You know, like post-Christmas, you end up getting a lot of stuff as kids that you don't get to play or experience straight away. So we thought we'd give them like a couple of weeks and then we'll ask some questions about what they've gotten and what they've been watching and see if that will help other kids over the rest of the school holidays. But we were going to record yesterday and there was a piano tuner in the house tuning a piano. And we thought, oh, that's going to be like a couple of hours tops. No, because the piano hadn't been tuned for like 8 years, maybe 10 actually now I think about it, it took a while for that said piano to be tuned and we ran out of time to record the episode with the kids. Now the kids have gone on a summer beach holiday, even though we're in Sydney and there are lots of beaches, but a lot of people still like to go, you know, either north or south of the coast and have a beach holiday. So that's what they've done, meaning there's no way to record that episode. But we'll do it next week. There's no drama. Like, we'll get it done. So instead, I thought, what am I going to do? I can't just talk for like 20 minutes straight about things that I've been watching because I want to play that piano. It's been tuned. Finally, that A in the middle octave, that A has not been working for years. Like the little hammer thing was stuck and now it's working and I want to have a turn of it. So I thought, all right, let's go back. We're not doing quizzes. We're going to have a look at Watchersville, the Watchersville newsletter. Usually it's just once a year. It's a Christmas episode. It's a big play. Get lots of people, friends to come and be part of it. They have to read out characters' lines without knowing who their character is or having never read the line before. It's really fun. If you've missed it, scroll back and have a little look for the Watchersville Christmas newsletter. But I started doing it years ago, and it's I'm trying to think how many other radio serials over the years I've done. I think it's the fourth or fifth series that I've done, but it's the one that I've done the longest. A lot of the series only had 6 episodes, maybe 2 seasons tops. They're not even podcasts. Like, it's back in the day when they were for radio. Like, it's years ago. Maybe I should release them, actually. I could release them. Particularly one that was about an angry gingerbread man who was trying to find Santa. He was called the Gongerbread Man. He was really funny. But that was for radio. But I could, because I made it, I could put it out. I'm not quite sure what the quality would be like, but, you know, doesn't matter. I thought it was really funny. But the Watchersville newsletter has been around, I reckon, for about 7 or 8 years, maybe 8 years. It's a long time. In fact, is it a coincidence that the moment that the piano stopped getting tuned, Watchersville was created? Maybe. So we're going to have a listen to the first ever episodes of the Watchersville newsletter. I don't even think I'm doing the voice, which is like that old school, like 1940s, oh, look at the guys go, look at our boys go off to the war, kind of, you know, Second World War kind of announcer voice. I don't even think I'm doing that. I think I'm just doing this voice. Maybe I change it in episode 2, but I had a bit of a listen to the first one. I was like, that is nothing like what I thought the Watchersville newsletter narrator voice was. It's always been really fun because I just sort of write it as I sit down, I write it, and whatever ridiculousness I think of, that's what I write and that's what I read out. It's a really different kind of way of doing podcasting. Like, it's a completely different style. You know, Steph and I will sit here, we'll do some prep. You know, like, I write a quiz usually. I find some news stories and we watch stuff. We talk about usually 2 things each. And it's a conversational podcast. But the scripted podcasts, like the audio plays, they're so completely different. And even though these episodes, I think they're all under about 2 minutes long. They take ages. They take ages to make because you've got to write it, you've got to read it out, and because you're reading it, you're not just like chatting. You often have to do a couple of takes, and then you've got to mix the two takes together depending on which line you like the most. Obviously, adding a music bit's not that difficult, but lining it all up so that it fits musically. I don't even think I did that back then in these original ones. But anyway, without further ado, because I've been talking for, I reckon, about 5 minutes now, we will have that kids watching suggestion episode next week. But sit down or keep walking or continue driving while sitting and listen to the original 5 episodes of the Watchersville newsletter. See you next week. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watcherville weekly, monthly, latest newsletter. There's been a lot going on around the town, with most of you being aware that we have a new mayor after Thelma Grace the Tortie Cat made it clear she had no intention or interest in continuing to don the mayoral robes. Instead, she plans on lying in the sun and growling at Terry the Tabby whenever he pops his head over her fence. The ceremonial swearing-in of Grant Dole, the local cricket, rugby and frisbee captain, will be held on Thursday just before training. It will be followed with a light jog around the block to warm up prior to watching the 2015 NRL Grand Final for tactics. Congratulations to Sally Pickering, who's just finished her 12th watch through of the OC. When asked if there's a point to a 13th watch, she said, "I get something new out of it each time. The show is a masterpiece, and I'm currently setting up a change.org petition to have the whole cast and crew reunite for a special one-off 7-season run." And finally, we want to remind you that the annual cake stall will be going ahead, but won't be at the town hall. Instead, we urge each baker to set up a little table in their front yard and pop your cakes on there. It is super important to be safe and distant. Felicity Matthews has promised to make plain cakes, as in cakes that can fly. She's been practicing her aim and reckons if you open your mouth wide enough from the passenger seat, she'll be able to get the licorice-flavoured Star Wars TIE Fighter right in your gob. Well, that's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. As the town gears up for the great, spelt GR number 8T, great 8K debate this weekend, the council would like to remind you that there's no need to try to stuff your 4K TV into the red bin this week. If the debate concludes that there's no way people could possibly watch Avatar on anything but 8K, then you can chuck it away. Speaking of the debate, it is sold out, so you'll have to tune into the live stream. Chat will be put into slow mode so that all messages can be seen, but moderator Happy Dark Lord 87 will have the power to delete anything he deems offensive, so keep it clean, guys. It's official. Marianne Simpson has watched Mulholland Drive. After years of telling people she would get around to it soon, she has. She said it made absolutely no sense and she will watch it a second time, soonish. And finally, the drive-thru is open again, which is very exciting, as it's the only place in the county where you can watch all seasons of the 90s show Dinosaurs. However, management has made a request people stop quoting lines from Grease while the screening is on. There have been complaints from the audience that they can't hear famous lines like, "Not the mama," over people screaming, "Coming through, lady with a baby." That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. As we get closer to everyone's favourite annual event, rooftop shouting, organisers would like to announce a new category for those of our townsfolk who are a little nervous of heights. This year we kick off the inaugural indoor recorder blowing competition. Rules are simple and few. Basically, make the loudest musical note you can whilst in your basement with the door closed. Judges will stand out the front of contestants' homes and gauge the decibels from there. To keep the cost down, council is planning on making one big bulk order of the wind instruments. So if you're interested in taking part, you have till Monday to put your name and a $5 deposit down. Newcomer Terence the Human has issued a statement declaring he will legally change his name. This decision has come after a month of people looking at him confused and asking him to meow. He understands that the town's favourite tabby cat, Terry, aka Terrence, has already laid claim to that name 4 years ago. The human will now be known as Rover and foresees no unforeseeable problems. Gene Spentley, our resident Buffy expert, has revealed he's been writing a PhD. The study focuses on the difficulty actors who played vampires had trying to speak with fake teeth. Congratulations, Gene. What an accomplishment. And finally, the recreation of the Matrix Reloaded car chase has been given the green light. All Year 6 students participating have submitted the correct paperwork, fake IDs and licenses for the event to go ahead. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. You may have noticed a reduction in the town's internet speed this week. At first, it was thought the increase in Zoom meetings might have been the cause, but Donnie the IT guy fessed up. He's been downloading the whole entire internet as a just-in-case. When asked what that just-in-case would be, he shrugged his shoulders, said, "Just because," tapped on the side of his Google glasses and walked back inside his house. We are still trying to confirm the point of said eyewear in 2020. Plans are underway for the drive-in to screen local filmmakers' short films next month. Organisers have already received a heap of movies with a wide variety of topics, genres and quality. Max Chen is the youngest person to submit a film. The seven-month-old's mother has helped him make a montage of accidentally filmed footage Max has been recording when he takes his parents' phones and tries to eat them. The phones, not the parents. There's still time to enter your short film. Simply drop it off at the drive-in's drive-thru. The council has reiterated that even though their colouring in competition was intended for children, there's nothing stopping adults from picking up their Derwents and taking part as well. Everyone in Watchersville is invited to bring to life through colour the picture of 1921's infamous mass colouring in competition that was held in the town square. You can choose to colour in at home or the square if spacing allows. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville. Greetings, subscribers and members of the Watchersville latest newsletter. Get your sneakers on and start training because we are 1 month away from the Watchersville Marathon. Marion Baker is organising several sensibly distanced running groups. Each will jog off at different times on different days, sticking to different routes. We are told places are filling up fast, but there's still plenty of spots left for the 3 a.m. Tuesday and Thursday morning groups. They run through the graveyard, around the sewage treatment facility, and the abandoned nuclear power plant, so sign up today. We're being asked not to go outside and take photos and videos of the upcoming cyclone, tornado and hurricane event. While scientists admit this is a one-off impossible natural occurrence, authorities are begging citizens to stay indoors, as they might end up in the air being swirled around rather fast, which will make you feel pretty dizzy. Instead, they have suggested watching both Twister and The Wizard of Oz if you want to know what it'll look like. Voting has begun in the Best Bill Murray Movie Poll. All 65-ish films are on the ballot, and all you have to do is pick your top three. That is, your all-time number one tip-top favourite of his film. So either What About Bob, Groundhog Day, or Lost in Translation gets 3 points. Second two, then your third pick gets 1 point. Results should be known by 5 p.m. Sunday arvo. That's it for now. Stay safe and happy, all residents of Watchersville.